two statewide polls show the race for governor is tight at this early point in the campaign. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, one poll does give an edge to the Democrat.
One survey shows the candidates neck and neck. The other one shows Democrat Ned Lamont in a double-digit lead over his Republican opponent, Bob Stefanowski.
The poll is good news for Ned Lamont.
Doug Schwartz is with Quinnipiac University, which did the poll showing Lamont with a sizable lead.
This is mainly due to strong support among women and the fact that Connecticut is a Democratic state.
Quinnipiac surveyed just over 1,000 Connecticut voters and broke down the results by age, gender, race, and education. The data had a margin of error just under 4%, which means that even if the results were off, Lamont would still remain in the lead. But another poll by Hearst Connecticut Media and Sacred Heart University showed Lamont and Stefanowski virtually tied. Schwartz says he doesn't know why there might be a discrepancy. He points out that most respondents to his poll said their votes wouldn't be affected one way or another by President Donald Trump or Governor Dan Malloy. Both men have low approval ratings here.
And among the minority of voters who say that they could be influenced, both politicians will have a negative impact.
The negative impact of Trump and Malloy was most prominent among independent and unaffiliated voters, Schwartz says. Survey respondents also noted that they didn't know much about third-party candidates Oz Griebel and Rod Hanscom. Both men have until September 5th to get on the November ballot. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.